All right, this hour we'll take your phone calls with Mark Lerner, the astrologer. And if you want a personal situation reading, he'll need your birth month, day, and year. Just give it to Tom, and we'll get going on it as quickly as possible. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie back with you. Mark Lerner with us. We'll get to your calls as well. Mark, you've studied UFOs in connection with astrology. Tell me what you uncovered there.
Well, I go back. The chart that I use as the beginning is the Kenneth Arnold Flying Saucers.
1947, right?
Just before Roswell.
That's right.
June 24th, 1947. He was a businessman flying over or near Mount Rainier. He saw what these disc kind of formation of seven or eight, what he thought were, you know, spacecraft. And then he was interviewed, and he said, well, it looked like disc flying over water or skimming over water, and that's what created the word flying saucers. It came from him. So I looked at that chart, and then eventually George Lucas and Star Wars, he's connected. I have several podcasts on this that I did just before the whole coronavirus thing happened. So if people go to Mark Lerner, Astrology Radio, Astroscope on our Great Bear Enterprise website, they can hear me talk about George Lucas, Star Wars, UFOs. There's all these different charts. It's pretty amazing.
It sure is. Let's take some calls, and I'll start. I'll give you their information first before we go to the call, Mark, to get you a little head start when we go to them.
Okay.
Let's start by going to Kathleen, May 11, 1971. May 11, 1971, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Kathleen, welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hi there.
And Mark, did you want them to ask you a question, or did you just want to start?
Oh, well, they can say something, and I'll just say something after they say it.
Okay, Kathleen, go ahead with your question to Mark about yourself.
My question is, I've been working on an invention for quite some time now. I've got my prototypes built, a life-size one, as well as a 18-to-1 model. And I just wanted to know if I'm going to finally get any production from this thing and make some money on it this year.
Well, on May 11th of 71, we have what's called the nodes of the moon, which have to do with fate and destiny. And your north node, which is considered the favorable one of the two, is in Aquarius. And as George was bringing up, we now have Jupiter and Saturn, the two largest planets. They have not been in Aquarius together, actually, in the sky since 1405. But one of the last major times they were together was 1962, which was before you were born. So that seems auspicious. Jupiter is going to be going over that area. So at least the planet of optimism, providence, and benevolence is going to be making its first crossing in 12 years over an auspicious part of your chart. And you also have the moon in Sagittarius on the day you're born. Traditionally, Jupiter rules that sign. So when people actually do go to my website and they order consultations, it's in-depth. To do the whole thing takes a long time. You have to really study it. It's all serious and focused and grounded. But at least for answering your question, things are looking up for you.
All right, good, Kathleen. And we'll leave you to about 2 minutes per person, Mark, if you can.
Sure.
What about global hotspots? What's going on? What do you see astrologically there?
Well, that's something I do. It's complimentary on the website, new moons and full moons, and for instance, or a solstice. And people should go to it on the website because it's all complimentary. You can learn a lot about how astrology works. It's basically, for at least in the United States, there's a chart for Washington, D.C., our capital. Every new moon, full moon, eclipse, you can calculate it, people like myself as a mundane or earth astrologer, for usually the capital city of that country. And then you sort of diagnose what does it mean, sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, the four main asteroids, Chiron, as I was saying, the nodes of the moon. You can kind of learn to look at the whole picture. But full moons, new moons influence all of us. For instance, Kamala Harris is born right at a full moon. The President of the United States was born at a total lunar eclipse. And even Joe Biden was born within a day or so of a full moon. So both the new people coming into the office are both born close to full moons, and they actually have a conjunction of moons in their chart and Juno, an asteroid, in their chart. So it is an interesting matchup of these two people coming into power.
Next up, we're going to go to Rob in Longview, Washington, April 13, 1954, Mark. April 13, 1954. Let's go to Rob. Rob, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, George. I'm a longtime listener, and I love your program.
Thank you.
You absolutely are okay with that, and just love your program. Mark, I have two questions. I'll keep it short. First, I'm writing a book. I've just started it. I've never written a book before, and I'd like to know if I'm going to be successful in this. And my second question is, what do you see for the western United States? I've been having dreams about massive earthquakes, which affects volcanoes out here. As you know, we're dotted with volcanoes. And so my first question is about my book. As I've never written a book, this is my first attempt. I don't know how to go about it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
What's the subject, Robbie? Just if I can ask you on the book.
It's about the American hobo that hops trains.
Okay, that's interesting. Is it a fiction or nonfiction?
Well, from past experience, I used to be a hobo.
Oh, really?
I settled down and had
okay.
a family.
All right, Mark, take a stab at that one.
Okay, well, first of all, you have a Virgo moon when you're born, which is great for research, and you just described being a hobo, and you're going to, I mean, I think that's a marvelous subject. You also, of course, are April 13 of 54, your sun sign Aries. And speaking of the subject that George brought up about Jupiter and Saturn in air signs, when you were born in 54, Jupiter was in Gemini. And what's interesting is your Jupiter is exactly on the planet Mars in the United States birth chart from July 4th, 1776. And Mars has a lot to do with people who do things kind of on their own very passionately. And Jupiter actually rules over higher learning and publishing. So I think your instinct is really, really good. Of course, everything does depend on, in astrology, there's what's called electional astrology, which is not about elections. It's about sort of working with professional astrologers to determine when to send something to a publisher, when to make a phone call, that there are auspicious times to do those kind of things. So I hope you can do really well, but at least I see a lot of promising things for you.
And what about Rob's thoughts about something impending on Western United States?
Well, let me make this comment. We just had this most horrendous year, of course, with the pandemic. But what people seem to be forgetting about, remember the whole idea of the Ring of Fire, the whole West Coast and the area in Asia. So you look at the whole Pacific Ring, and what did we have? We didn't have earthquakes. Everybody's saying big one. I'm up in the Northwest. There's fears about that. Of course, we had Mount St. Helens. But we had the extreme fires. We had the hazardous air. And so when you think about the fact that the pandemic came out of the Eastern Asia area, and then we were afflicted with all of these other things, you know, it's of course, they know that it could happen at any time. And we have earthquakes all the time. I have an app on my phone. I mean, every single day there are dozens of earthquakes, but there are 1 point, there are 2 point, and so on.
Yeah, little ones, yeah.
We just have to hope and pray that on top of everything else, because we're still going to be dealing with fires, heat, we've still got these extreme changes. Some of these things happen because of climate change. Some of them happen because of the sun. Some of them happen as, like, when Krakatoa exploded or Mount St. Helens. You spew out all of the stuff from the Earth, and all kinds of changes happen in the wink of an eye in terms of atmosphere.
Indeed, indeed. Next up, we're going to go to Jeremy in Des Moines, Iowa. Here's the birthday, July 21st, 1978. July 21st, 1978. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Mark, I guess I really didn't have a question for you. I was just birthday. I mean, what do you got for me, man?
All right, run with it, Marco.
July 21, 78. Okay, well, you have the sun in Cancer near the end of that sign. Cancerians, or people with the sun in Cancer, often have a lot of psychic energy and intuition. You should definitely tune into your dreams. And whatever's happened in your family life, everybody's got some checkered kind of things, but it's important to sort of go through and feel through all of that to the best of your ability. So if things have been difficult, you want to still hang in there on family level, and you have a Aquarius moon. So once again, the moon is very important in astrology. People don't realize how important. Moon changes not every 30 days like the sun from the Earth's point of view, but every 2.5 days. So you have an Aquarius moon, and that means these two big planets are going to be crossing your moon. And the moon is actually said to rule your sun sign of Cancer. So the two largest planets going over your moon which doesn't happen very often, means some kind of big changes. Now, what they're going to be, you just have to open up your intuition. But watch your dreams and realize that you're a psychic sensitive person, and don't deny that in yourself.
Mark, is it smart astrological business for people if, let's say, they're going to have an operation, they check that date? If they've got a job interview, they check that date? Is that the way to use astrology?
I work a lot with people with the business part of that over the course of 47 years. What I never do, sometimes it will help people to avoid a date due to void moon or conflicts on a particular date. By the way, in that astrology cosmic calendar, if people get it for free, you can do one day at a time. But next week, we're going to have a very intense week. And so if people do subscribe for pennies a day, you can look ahead in the future and you can do what you're just saying. You can look ahead and say, hey, this looks like a good day for me to do something with a publisher or in terms of business. And then the question would be of going to a professional astrologer, which costs a good amount of money, or myself, in terms of consultation. But we do have reports in our astrology shop. They're computerized, but they're based on people's exact birth data, including their time of birth, month, day, and year, and where they're born. And they're terrific reports. There's about 15 of them, and they're in plain English. So people can tune into that and actually get reports. They don't have to spend a whole lot of money necessarily and get those answers you're talking about.
Here's the next birth date for you, November 23rd. 1957, November 23rd, 1957. Deborah in Olympia, Washington is with us. Deborah, hi there.
Oh, hello, everybody. Good tidings to all. Happy New Year.
Good tidings to you, too. Born one day after John F. Kennedy got assassinated. My gosh.
My goodness.
In terms of birth date, yeah.
Well, I just thought I'd ask you to run with it as well, if you don't mind.
All right, Mark, just take it away. November 23, 1957.
Well, I must say, I'll just say for one second, in our Earth Aquarius news section, which used to be the title before Great Bear Enterprises, one of the main research projects of mine is JFK, his life, his death, the whole thing with, unfortunately, what happened on November 22nd of 1963. Now, you're born November 23rd, 57, so you are actually a sun sign Sagittarius.
Uh-huh.
And you're born in the new moon phase. The moon is either Sagittarius or Capricorn, because, again, you're in that 2.5-day cycle where the moon could be changing. But as a new moon personality, because there are phases of the moon, we're all born during a certain phase, new moon, quarter, first quarter, full moon, last quarter, and there are other phases. So you have a lot of Sagittarius. You have Mercury in that sign. So thinking on higher levels, again, you also have Saturn there. So you have Jupiter and Saturn in Sagittarius, Mercury and Saturn in Sagittarius, and you have the Sun in Sagittarius and possibly the Moon. So that's a lot of Sagittarian energy, and that's sort of upward and onward. Even studies about metaphysics, astrology, the fact that you're calling in and that you got through, that's very powerful. And you also have Jupiter in the sign of Libra. So over the next couple of months, when Jupiter's in Aquarius, it will be making what we call a trine, which is a triangular link to your natal Jupiter. That only happens every several years. So that's sort of another evolutionary energy, the power of positive thinking, to think more on a providential level and to trust your intuition.
All right, Deborah, good luck with you, and hope everything works out. You're absolutely welcome. With astrology, what can go wrong? Anything?
Oh, plenty of things. Oh, no. I mean, of course, in the mundane area, as I was mentioning, for instance, Saturn and Uranus in a square pattern. They don't do that all the time. They have a 44 to 46 year cycle of whether one conjunction of those two to the next every 45 years. But even these squares with Saturn and Aquarius and Uranus and Taurus three times this year, when in the cosmic calendar that I will be writing about, I'm already about to write about February 17th, the first one, that's a clash between old sort of karmic energies, things have been established through Saturn, and Uranus, which is a breakthrough or breakdown energy, things that are intuitive and amazing, where it's lightning-like inspiration or some kind of anxiety. So whenever the planets are squaring or opposite or in certain negative relationships, what we call more challenging or tense, then a lot of things can go wrong. And sometimes people are born at these times, other times, particularly using the cosmic calendar, or if you get any of these reports on our website, then you'll be able to read about your opportunities and challenges. But the more you know about your chart, the more you know about your cycles, the better chance to avoid having problems.
All right, next up, May 9th, 1949. May 9, 1949, we're going to Salina, Kansas. Sam's with us now. Hey, Sam, you're up.
Good evening, gentlemen. I hope you're all been fine. And
thank you, sir. You too.
And I just basically want a reading because I'm healthy as a horse.
And, I mean, good.
I take the longevity and such. And,
good. Smart.
And I'm constantly employed, so, you know, money's not a...
Life is good so far for you, Sam.
Can't complain.
All right. How about a little reading for him, Mark?
You're like, it's interesting you got through. You actually have Jupiter exactly now where it was when you were born. So that is a pretty astounding thing. So you said May 9 of 1949, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So Jupiter has approximately 12 year cycle. Many years ago, I discovered that every 83 years, it should be 84 based on Jupiter's cycle of 12 years, but Jupiter's cycle actually mathematically is 11.86 years. And I discovered way back when I was doing Welcome to Planet Earth that every 83 years, Jupiter would come back. So, for instance, our year of 2021 is connected to 1938. Next year, 2022, we'll be repeating 1939, which was the beginning of World War II. So you asked me, George, you know, what about challenges out there? There are these bigger cycles. Meanwhile, for you, sir, you have Jupiter back exactly where it is at this point. That only happens every 12 years. And that is basically an auspicious energy that you're rebirthing a 12-year cycle into the future. Again, like I said to the previous person, being an optimist, thinking more along providential lines, having more faith and trust, even though you're doing well, just keep doing that because that's part of the energy field of what you're supposed to do at this time.
All right, good luck, Sam. Let me ask you a reincarnation question, Mark. And that would be, let's say someone's reincarnated 5 times.
Yeah.
Would his birthday or her birthday be the same birthday, different years, 5 times?
Well, according to one source, and again, this is one source, you know, if you go to the ARE, the Association of Research and Enlightenment.
Edgar Cayce's group, yeah.
Right. I'm just very familiar with his teachings, but again, he was a sleeping prophet, so he didn't know what was happening. When he was a regular person, he didn't believe in any of this stuff, and then he was under trance, everything was amazing, and he did a lot of these reincarnational kind of things and regressions. However, what I believe is that there's a possibility that when you die in a particular life, at least this is in one of the spiritual reference books, then in the next life you pick up with that. So if somebody passed away in March of like so many... 100 years ago, then when they come back, they may pick up the thread by being born in the same sun sign when they died. Now, that's one theory, okay, so that you're picking up with the thread on the same sun sign when you passed away, not the same sun sign you're born with. That's one possibility.
Yeah, that's a great possibility too, isn't it?
Well, I think it's pretty fascinating, and in my own research about some of the possibilities of who I might have been, and I don't know things absolutely 100%. This is a strange field. There are some people out there who can do it really well. But I can look at charts with the moon, Pluto, Neptune, Saturn, different planets and alignments, and get a sense of the kind of lives and energies that they're bringing in from the past. That I can do, and that's more of a psychic intuitive ability, not necessarily saying you were Cleopatra, Julius Caesar in another life, but that you can kind of get a sense of whether people had well-to-do lives or struggles and so on, and you can look at some of that in the chart.
All right, we're going to come back in just a moment and take final phone calls with Mark Lerner right here on Coast to Coast AM. And next hour, we're going to talk about the Extraterrestrial Species Almanac with Craig Campobasso. Looking forward to that. And we'll be back in a moment with Mark Lerner and more of your calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie with you, back with Mark Lerner, as we will take your phone calls here as they line up here. Mark, it's going to go by fast this half hour, to be sure. How many people do you think you've done readings for in your career, Mark?
It's many thousands, that's for sure. I mean, 47 years, and I used to do a lot more. So if people decide they want one, you know, it's always good to do it sooner than later. We have consultations. There are discounts across the board. Not only for consultations back at Great Bear Enterprise, but these reports that can be really good that are not as expensive. We've got a you've been asking about 2021. We have a 3-in-1 special to get people going with 3 different reports and 30% off because of being on Coast to Coast. So if people go to the website and they look for reports, they'll see a code to put in and get 30% off. So there's plenty of things on there that can really give people a lift as we start the new year.
And I'm getting lots of emails. People want that app again. What's the name of it?
Astrology Cosmic Calendar with a K, 3 words. And again, it looks like a full moon with the 7 stars of the Big Dipper and a bear, and it says Great Bear. That's the real deal.
To the phones now we go. The next birthday for you, February 8th, 1974. February 8th, 1974. We're going to Kelly in Alabama. Hi, Kelly. Do you have a question for Mark?
Hey, George. Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Actually, I just wanted him to kind of run with it. Mark, I've been reading the Cosmic Calendar for almost 20 years now, and I do, like you say, I use it to plan. You know, it kind of guides you through your day because of the alignments of the planets. So just run with it.
Just jump in there, Mark.
Yeah, thank you very much for that little publicity, and I'm so glad you've been on there for a long time. Well, of course, now you were born, this was my grandmother, on my mother's side, was born on that day, and the sun is in Aquarius, as you know, and so is Jupiter, and you have the largest planet Ceres there, and so you're having one of those Jupiter returns, as well as Saturn, but the Jupiter one is going to happen pretty quickly. You'll have Jupiter activating your sun and your Jupiter. So as with a couple of people here, the whole principle of providence, benevolence, the power of positive thinking, thinking on a fortunate level, you know, affirmations, meditations, that kind of thing. And I'm sure since you're already tuning into the Cosmic Calendar, so that's the big energy for you coming up. On the shorter term, you're going to have a Mars return. That happens every 2 years. So that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Mars just entered Taurus, and you have a Mars in Taurus, so some of these things I'm talking to you about that you probably already know. But what I really like going on here is all this Aquarian energy that's coming in. The asteroid Pallas Athena, we have a great report on our website called 4 Asteroids and Chiron. If people don't know about the 4 main asteroids, one of my great teachers was Eleanor Bach, and she brought us these 4 little planets discovered in 1801 to 1807. That were never used before. And in 1973, when you asked me, George, when I got into this field 47 years ago, she lived in Lower Manhattan. She passed away 25 years ago. She was an amazing, not just a personal astrologer like I am, but a main, mundane astrologer, world astrologer. And I was fortunate to have a kind of mother teacher in her and several others, Dane Roger, who was kind of the paternal side of being a mentor. So I was blessed by having some really great teachers. But good luck. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for also having the Cosmic Calendar in your life.
Perfect, perfect. What about free will? Where does free will fit into all of this, Mark?
Well, you brought it up before when you asked about can things go really bad. Well, look at what happened the other day, right? I mean, just yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
I mean, okay, we see these things happening in all other parts of the world, and we will just... suddenly our State Department will say, like what happened in Hong Kong several months ago, or what happened in Tiananmen Square, or whatever it is. Now the rest of the world is sort of looking in on us. Now, obviously, we're going through changes based on our birth chart from July 4th, 1776, different changes politically and culturally and ethically and racially. And so there's all these changes. Like I said before, all I can tell the folks out there is without the mundane part of it, for me as an astrologer, see, I wouldn't be able to be on your show in this manner, and I'm talking to you and to folks about what happened July 4th, 1776, and the cycles of the nation and how we all connect up to those because we're all part of this nation and our nation is part of the world. So yesterday some things were really, really difficult. Part of it had to do where Mars was moving and the sun was aligning with Pluto and there were some other things. But in the Cosmic Calendar, I actually look back at what did I actually say in the Cosmic Calendar, which I wrote several weeks before, and it was uncanny how accurate it was. I don't ever make predictions in the Cosmic Calendar about political things, but if you read through the lines, you'd see, wow, that was pretty right on.
Absolutely. Next birthday, let's go to July 17, 1957. Derek's with us in Chicago. Hi, Derek. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. Do you have a question or just a quick reading?
Well, I'm talking about my business. I'm doing a startup business and custodial services. So I used to be in the dry cleaning business. So my new business will be dealing with office cleaning, janitorial cleaning, construction cleaning, stuff like that.
All right. A cleaning service he's starting, basically.
Okay. Well, somebody else called who is a sun sign Cancer, and you are too. So never forget to watch your dreams, to make affirmations. Family ties, even if it's been challenging in your life, are still important. So things like where people go and get their ancestry kind of thing, and think about kind of going down memory lane every so often. Look, think of the things that have been difficult in your life. Make sure that you don't repeat those mistakes. And in terms of your birth chart, you are also born with the moon shifting from Pisces into Aries. So without a definitive time of birth and all of that, we don't know whether the moon was in another water sign, but you definitely have a lot of psychic energy. Here's the other thing. You have Mercury, Venus, and Mars all in Leo, as well as the planet Uranus, as well as Pluto. That Leo energy almost overtakes the Cancerian psychic energy, and Leo is one of the kingly energies. It means that you want to be in charge. You need to be in charge of your own business and your own affairs. So almost like a kingly energy of what you're doing and who you're relating to. You don't want to do it too egotistically, but nevertheless, you're not going to be happy if you were always working for somebody else. You have to do your own thing and run your own business.
Is there a celestial object in one's horoscope or astrological report that's more important than the other?
You know, it all depends on the exact time. That's why these reports that we have, if people have their birth certificate, it's usually considered a long form, or if they can go to a baby book, or somebody says, I know this is the time. That helps enormously, because when you order these reports or you do a consultation, we also have classes that I've done since 1985 that are now in audio files. It's 36 one-hour classes to learn astrology. There's so many different things. But in astrology, if you know your time, that allows us to know what's called the rising sign, the window to the world on the eastern horizon. It could be one of the any of the 12 signs. But every person has a sun, moon, as I said before. We're all born in a certain phase of the moon. If you're born just after new moon, that's a certain kind of energy. Just before new moon, then that's different. Full moon people like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or the President of the United States is born a total eclipse. So if you're born at a full moon, then every month, 13 times a year, there's a full moon. You tend to be more active. But whether you're going to tune in and do things sort of heroically or creatively, or whether it's going to be really a difficulty, that has a lot to do with your upbringing, your education, and kind of the conduct of your personality and your behavior patterns of whether you succeed or not. But there's plenty of free will in a chart if that's where you want to go.
Next birthday is August 2nd, 1943. August 2nd, 1943, we're going to Tucson, Arizona. Roberta's with us. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, George. Hi, Mark.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. Can you tell me what I can expect in my life over the next year? And is there any possibility of a male friend or companion in Tucson?
All right.
Well, that's pretty specific. Well, it's interesting that you're calling, because I just mentioned to this other person who was a sun sign Cancer that he had all this Leo, and you're a sun sign Leo, and you've got Mercury in Leo, and you got Jupiter in Leo. So and you have Pluto there. In fact, your Jupiter and your Pluto are almost on top of each other. So one of the key things about relationship here, unless I did somebody's in-depth chart and looked at your chart and the cycles in that particular town, by the way, every state has a chart for when it entered the Union for the United States. Every country has a chart. So there are limited things that one can do in one reading for a person. But the point is that in love and partnership, because you have so much Leo, that is a delicate balancing act, because you don't want to be so queenly or in charge where the other person can't have a sort of equality with you. But people who have very strong Leo often like to sort of rule the relationship, and they will feel very bad if the other person is going to try and rule over them. So there definitely has to be a balance in any relationship, whoever you're going to meet. I hope that you do meet somebody. But just keep in mind, you have an excessive amount of Leo, and that means very creative, very fiery, very passionate, very strong-willed, but there is a tendency to kind of maybe subconsciously dominate the relationship, and you don't want to do that too much, otherwise it will push somebody away.
Good advice, Mark. You're also like a therapist, aren't you?
You know, well, to bring up the male shaman, Dane Rudjar. He studied psychotherapists like Carl Jung, Freud, Adler, Roberto Assagioli, so many other people. He lived to be 90 years old, and he had his heyday in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, but he didn't really come into prominence, Dane Rudjar. He was kind of a Renaissance man. And he was working with psychology all the time. So fortunately, I've studied psychology itself and through some of the mentors I've had, their way of looking at astrology. Like one book of Rudjar is An Astrological Study of Psychological Complexes, and it's one of the more resourceful books that I've ever read. It's fascinating.
Let's go next to December 2nd, 1965. Miss Allie is with us in Fort Worth, Texas. Hi there, Miss Allie.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call here. I was just wondering if you can see maybe like a different change in my living space or condition, like moving, et cetera.
All right, a little moving condition, Mark. Anything there changing her life?
Well, you know how, George, you mentioned about my going to school and where your sister went to school? Well,
yeah.
One of my sisters is born December 2nd. And so,
how about that?
I was born December 2nd, not the same year as my sister. But December 2nd is also, it's an important time. It's when the first nuclear chain reaction, Enrico Fermi in Chicago, and that's the other thing aside from JFK. It's in our Earth Aquarius news section. People want to read about all my research on atomic energy. So you're actually connected to kind of the birthing of the atomic age, miss, and you have the sun in Sagittarius, which is always a kind of energy of being on the move. Sagittarius in medical astrology has a lot to do with the thighs. There's a kind of nervousness and anxiety with Sagittarius of wanting to be on the go, to constantly look at far-off places and travel a lot. And you have Mercury. You actually have a Mercury in retrograde. It's not a bad thing, but you have sun and Mercury close together in the sign of Sagittarius. So you have Virgo as well, very strong, and Pisces, what are called the mutable, changeable signs. And that means every so often you've got to have a new place or a new energy and get on to new things. Just stay very positive, because Sagittarius, again, is ruled by Jupiter, that planet in Aquarius, about being an optimist, power of positive thinking, providence and benevolence, and keeping the faith.
If you see a bad horoscope for somebody, will you still tell them what it is?
I don't see bad horoscopes, because the thing is that...
Oh, good. Interesting.
Yeah, no, seriously. In other words, squares, things that traditionally astrologers would say, well, this is a bad alignment. Everything has really changed. So the terminology in astrology has also changed. And having software, we now have things like asteroids, Chiron, I mentioned Chiriclo. We can look at all things through the software. There are more planets that have been discovered, Eris, Sedna, Varuna, these different planets. They have strange names, but they all go back to certain mythologies or certain cultures. And what they're doing is widening our field to understand, like the U.S. chart that I use. Now I'm incorporating many other factors, and so are other people. So we see the country and our evolution as a country, or people's charts. We're putting in other factors that never existed before. So people should get new readings whenever they are capable and if they can afford it, or again, do these computerized reports, which are less expensive but are still really good.
Let's go to our final reading here, August 14th, 1951. Kathy's with us in Winnipeg, Canada. Hi, Kath. Go ahead.
Hi, George.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
I was wondering if you could just run with my birth date.
All right. He'll do that, Mark, and we got a minute left. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Okay. Another sun in Leo, so we're racking up the Leos, and you were born with sun trine Jupiter. Jupiter's in Aries, so you have a fortuitous relationship going on in your chart. And you also several other things. You have Neptune in Libra and Pluto also in Leo. You're born very close to what's called the Sun-Pluto conjunction. So will, purpose, and power, but without overdoing it. So this is a big lesson in your life. How do you tap into kind of the underworld? One of the brothers of Jupiter in mythology was Pluto. The other one was Neptune. You have all those kind of brotherly energies of the king of the gods and the lord of the oceans and the underworld. And so you have a very powerful chart, and Jupiter in Aquarius is helping you this year to balance everything out. But just don't overdo the will, purpose, and power too much.
Mark, give out that app again, would you please?
Astrology, Cosmic Calendar with a K, and Great Bear Enterprises for the website.
And the website, Great Bear Enterprises with BEAR, correct?
Yeah, B-E-A-R, like the animal.
Super. Mark, thank you. Keep in touch. Anything breaks, come back to us, okay?
It will do. Thank you so much.
Mark Lerner, the astrologer. And when we come back in a moment, Craig Campobasso joins us as we talk about his work on extraterrestrials. And wait till you hear what he's got to say.